Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Church of God radio broadcast. This is Fred Barrows, and we thank you for joining us here today. It is our desire to lift up Jesus Christ through the precious preaching of the gospel. Today's broadcast comes to you from God's Acres here at 675 North Cedar Street in Newark, Ohio. And now we'd like to introduce to you our evangelist, Brother Larry Dishman, who has a timely message from God's Word.
Well, as you turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13, "There hath no temptation taken you, but such is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able, but will, with the temptation also, make a way to escape, that you may be able to bear it." Here we read in this passage of Scripture that God is faithful. Aren't you glad for that? Sometimes we, as God's people, are not faithful as we should be, but there's one thing for certain: God is faithful. In other words, He can be depended on. Young people sing that song sometimes. He can be depended on. He can be trusted. I'm glad we're serving a God like that. A God that can be depended on. A God that can be trusted. And that's what I want to talk to you about for a little while. The title of the message, He Can Be Depended On. And as I thought about that, what can we depend on Him for? Many things. We couldn't mention them all, but we'll mention some things you can depend on God. According to our text, you can depend on Him when you're tempted, because He said, "I will not suffer thee to be tempted above that you're able, but will with the temptation also make a way escape that you may be able to bear it." Dear ones, He can be depended on to give sufficient grace for every situation that you face. It doesn't matter what the situation is. God can be depended on to give you the grace that you stand in need of. Because the Bible says in 2 Corinthians 12:9, "And He said unto me, My grace is sufficient for thee, for My strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly therefore will I rather glory in My infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me." He can be depended on never to leave you nor forsake you. Sometimes when you're down in the valley, the devil tries to convince you that God has forsaken you. You can depend on God, because Hebrews 13:5 says, "I will never leave thee nor forsake thee." That means never. I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Now you can forsake Him, but He will not forsake thee. He can be depended on not to forsake you, even when you get old. You know, you get up in years, the devil says you're not good for anything. You're not good for anybody, or you're not even any good for God. But I like what the psalmist said over in Psalms chapter 37 in verse number 25. He said, "I have been young." Many of us can say that, right? And he said, "And now I'm old." Many of us can say that. But he said, "Yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread." You can depend upon Him even when you get up in years. He can be depended on never to forget you. Sometimes, friend, when you're going through a hard place and you've been praying and seeking the face of God, and it seems like you can't find God. Well, friend, you can depend on God that He's not going to forget you, because the book of Isaiah said in chapter 49 and verse number 15, I like the way this scripture is put together. He said, "Can a woman forget her suckling child?" Friend, there's a bond between a mother and her baby, that she should not have compassion on the son of her womb. Well, friend, that's not likely to happen. But the scripture said, "Yea, they may forget." It's not likely, but it's a possibility. But God said, "Yet will I not forget thee. Behold, I have graven thee upon the palms of My hands. Thy walls are continually before Me." God will never forget you in any situation that you're in. He can be depended on to direct your paths. Amen. And I know that every promise in the Word of God has a condition. I don't have time to deal with all the conditions, but I want to deal with the promises in the Word of God. Yes, friend, he can be depended on to direct your paths. Proverbs 3 and verse number 5 says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Friend, he can be depended on to always love you. God loves you. There may be times you may not be able to feel the love of God, and you might think nobody loves me, but you can depend on God never to quit loving you, because the Bible says in John 3, in John the 3rd chapter, in verse number 16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth him shall not perish but have everlasting life. In fact, the Bible makes it clear that he loved us even when we were dead in trespasses and in sins. He can be depended on to deliver you from every evil work. That's what the Bible says in 2 Timothy 4 and verse number 18. And the Lord shall deliver me from every evil work. Not only that, if you read on in that verse, you'll find that he can be depended on to preserve you. God preserves us as his people. He went on and said, and will preserve me unto his heavenly kingdom. To him be glory forever and ever. Amen. Friend, he can be depended on not to allow any weapon that's formed against thee to prosper. The Bible says in the book of Isaiah, the 54th chapter and verse number 17, that no weapon that's formed against thee shall prosper. You ever need help? Sometimes I need help. And he can be depended on to be our helper. The Bible says in Hebrews 13 and verse number 6, so we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I shall not fear what man shall do unto me. I'm glad I've got God as my helper. The Lord is my helper, and he'll be your helper if you'll call upon his name. He can be depended upon when you're going through the rough situations of life. I like what the Bible says in the book of Isaiah, chapter 43 and verse number 2. It says, when thou passest through the waters. He didn't say, now if there's a possibility, you might have to go through some. No, he said, when you're going to do it, amen. I will be with thee and through the rivers. You're going to cross some rivers in this life, and they shall not overflow thee. And when thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. He can be depended on to do the impossible when it's necessary. Do you know that? God can do the impossible, because the Bible says in Luke 1 and verse number 37, for with God nothing shall be impossible. Praise God. As far as I'm concerned, there's a lot of things that's impossible. As far as you're concerned, there's a lot of things that's impossible. I can't do it, and you can't do it. But with God, nothing shall be impossible. He can be depended on to supply every need that you have. Amen. The Bible tells me over in the book of Philippians, he said, my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. He can be depended on to give you the desires of your heart. Amen. He knows what we need even before we ask. And the Bible says in Psalms 37 and verse number 4, delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thy heart. He can be depended on to be with you. Just when two or three gather together in his name, he's promised to be in the midst. According to Matthew, the 18th chapter and verse number 20, he said, for where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. He can be depended on to answer your prayers if you meet the conditions. The Bible tells me in the book of John and the 15th chapter and verse number 7, if ye abide in me, now that's the condition, if ye abide in me, and that's not all, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. So you can't go out here and live like the devil and expect God to hear and answer your prayers, because the psalmist said in Psalm 66, he said, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. The Bible says in the book of James, the 5th chapter, that the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much, and that hadn't changed. Amen. Even today, the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much.
Here's what Peter said about it in 1 Peter and the 3rd chapter, verse number 12. The eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open to their prayers, but the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. He can be depended on to hear your cry. You ever cry out to God? He might not send the answer when you think he should. He may not even answer it the way you think he should. But the Bible says in the book of Psalms, the 40th chapter, and verse number 1, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. He can be depended on never to slumber or sleep. Isn't that kind of aggravating sometimes? You need to talk to somebody real bad, and you call, and somebody answers the phone, and you say, is brother so-and-so there? Is sister so-and-so? Yeah, but they're resting. They're sleeping right now. Well, friend, you don't have to worry about that when it comes to God. Amen. He's not sleeping. He's not resting. You can call upon him 24 hours a day. The psalmist said in chapter 121 and verse number 3 and 4, he will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. Thank God. You can call him and get an answer. He can be depended on to even go far beyond what you might ask him to do. According to the book of Ephesians, the 3rd chapter and verse number 20, now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. He can be depended on to keep the promises that he's made to us. Oh, thank God for all the many promises in this book right here. This book is filled with promises. And as you read these promises in the Word of God, you don't have to wonder in the back of your mind, is God really going to do this? Friend, he's going to do it. If he said it, he's going to do it. Now, friend, sometimes we mean well, but we can't come through with the promise. But that's not the way it is in God, because he's in control. Amen. Nothing surprises God. When it comes to God, nothing can stand in his way, because he's God and he's sovereign. He don't say, well, I know I promised you this, but something else come up, because he knew what's going to come up, because he knows the end from the beginning. He's God, and you can count on the promises in the Word of God. The Bible says in 1 Kings 8 and verse number 56, blessed be the Lord that hath given rest unto his people Israel, according to all that he promised. There hath not failed one word of his good promise, which he promised by the hand of his servant Moses. Praise God. All those promises, he said, not one word failed. Everything that God said he's going to do, thank God he came through every time. And he's just the same today. We're serving the same God. And the same God that made those promises to Moses made me a lot of promises, made you a lot of promises here in this covenant that we're in. And friend, it's just exactly the same as it was with Moses. Amen. God's word is true, and it's forever settled in heaven. He can be depended on never to alter the thing that's gone out of his mouth. Amen. They're printing new Bibles all the time, trying to change the Word of God and water down the Word of God. But let me tell you something. They can write all the new Bibles they want to, but it's forever settled in heaven. He tells us in the book of Psalms 89 and verse number 34, my covenant will I not break nor alter the things that's gone out of my mouth. Amen. Somebody said, well, God said it, and I believe it, and that settles it. And I said, no, 1,000 times no. God said it, and it's settled whether you believe it or not. We can all refuse to believe it, but it's still settled. And he's not going to change it. He's not going to rearrange it. And I don't want him to change it. I love it just like it is. He can be depended on never to lie. God don't lie. The Bible says in the book of Hebrews, the 6th chapter and verse number 18, that by two immutable things in which it was impossible for God to lie, that we might have a strong consolation who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope that's set before us. He can be depended on to deliver us out of our afflictions. The psalmist said in chapter 34 and verse number 19, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth them out of them all. He can be depended on never to allow you to be moved. Thank God. He not only got the power to save you, but he can plant you in a place where you'll never be moved. Amen. The Bible says in Psalms 55 and verse number 22, cast thy burdens upon the Lord and he shall sustain thee. Thank God. We got a God in heaven that not only saves us, but he sustains us. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. And the Apostle Paul found that true in his life. Oh, he went through all kinds of situations. They beat him with rods, and friend, he got a lot of stripes, and he went through shipwreck and hunger, and he was thirsty and on, all the persecution. But you know what he was able to say? None of these things move me. Amen. I believe he held on to that promise. He shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. Praise God forever. He can be depended on to save you out of all your troubles. I like that verse over in the Psalms chapter 34 and verse number 6. This poor man cried and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all of his troubles. He can be depended on to make us more than conquerors. You know what that means? We're more than conquerors. We're more than winners. He said in Romans 8 and chapter 37, nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. He can be depended on to take everything that happens to you and work it together for your good. According to Romans the 8th chapter and verse number 26, and we know that all things, yes, all things, what you're going through right now, all things work together for the good of them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. He can be depended on to give you peace in the midst of troubles. Amen. The Bible says in Isaiah 26 and verse number 3, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, and nothing shall offend them. Thank God. He can keep you, saints, in perfect peace. He can be depended on to bring you joy in the morning. Oh, sometimes the nights are so long. Sometimes, I'm talking about spiritually now, it seems the night will last forever. And you know, God knew about those things. And so he put us some encouraging words in the Word of God. And he tells us in Psalms 30 and verse number 5 that weeping may endure for the night, but joy comes in the morning. Don't you love it when the joy comes after you've wept throughout the night? Thank God he promised to send joy in the morning. He can be depended on to keep your hearts and your minds. According to Philippians, the 4th chapter and verse number 6, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace of God which passeth all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. He can be depended on to enable you to do all things, because he tells us in the book of Philippians, the 4th chapter and verse number 13, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. Friend, we don't have to go around saying, well, I'd like to quit that, but I can't quit. And I know I ought to be doing this, but I can't. And I ought to give this up, and I'd like to give it up, but I can't. No, friend, you can stand up right beside the Apostle Paul and not be bragging on yourself, but you can say, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. He can be depended on to give you the power that you stand in need of. Somebody said, I'd like to be a Christian. I wish I was a Christian, but I know I just couldn't live that Christian life. I know the way a Christian's supposed to live, and I just don't think I can do it. You can if you really get saved, if you really receive the Holy Spirit, because he tells us in John, the 1st chapter, and verse number 12, but as many as received him, have you received him? He said, as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. You see, there's a greater one on the inside than he that's in the world. He can be depended on to revive us if we meet the conditions. Bible says in Psalms 138, verse number 7, though I walk in the midst of trouble, thou shalt revive me. Amen. We're living in a day there's trouble on every hand. I never saw a day like this. But friend, the word of God still stands true in 2 Chronicles 7, 14. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and forgive their sins and heal their land. And that's one of those promises that's not going to fail. When the people of God meet the condition, revival takes place. He can be depended on to give us the victory. I tell you, friend, I don't give myself victory. It's God that gives us victory. We don't have nothing to boast in but the Lord Jesus Christ. And he tells us in 1 Corinthians 15 and verse number 57, but thanks be unto God which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. He can be depended on not to fail you. God is not going to fail you. You may fail God, but he's not going to fail you, because he said in Joshua, the first chapter and verse number 5, there shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. He can be depended on never to change. Thank God. Men are changing, but God doesn't change. Hebrews 13:8, Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. He can be depended on never to allow the gates of hell to prevail against his church. That's the one I'm in. I'm in the church that he promised the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And that's the promise of Jesus himself. In the book of Matthew, the 16th chapter, and verse number 18, he said, I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against him. He can be depended on to keep us safe. Proverbs 18 and verse number 10, the name of the Lord is a strong high tower. The righteous runneth into it and is safe. He can be depended on to give you comfort. When your heart's heavy, when your heart's burdened, he can be depended on to give you the comfort. He tells us in the book of 2 Corinthians and the first chapter and verse number 4, who comforted us in all of our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. He can be depended on, saints, that one of these days when we lay down these old bodies, as soon as we lay them down, we'll be present with the Lord. And I don't know what's going to happen. I worry about death and what's going to happen when we die. Well, 2 Corinthians 5:8 says, we are confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. As soon as we're absent from this body, we're going to be present with the Lord. You can be confident about that. He can be depended on to bring it to pass. You know what? Things are getting bad. But he can be depended on to come and get his church on the last day. You know what Jesus is going to do in these days? He's coming to get his church. He's not coming down here to set up anything. We're going to meet him in the air. 1 Thessalonians 4:16 says, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. And it's not going to be any secret thing take place. Nobody's going to sleep through this. Amen. The trumpet's going to sound. It's going to come, my friend, with the voice of the archangel. And we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. So shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. Somebody said, I'm really going to it, Brother Dishman. Well, he can be depended on to give you rest for your weary soul. Matthew 11:28 says, come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Do you need rest? He can be dependent on this morning to forgive you if you've got sin in your life. If you're a sinner, if you've got sin in your life, he can be dependent on. Because here's what he said in 1 John 2, verse number 1, my little children, these things are right unto you, that you sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. He's a propitiation for our sins, not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. Friend, this is a promise in the Word of God in 1 John 1 and verse number 9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Somebody said, I'd like to be saved, but you know, I've been really a bad person. I've been in the depths of sin. Well, let me tell you something. He can be depended on to remove your sins as far as the east is from the west. You can depend on him for that, because he says in Psalms 103 and verse number 12, as far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. He can be depended on never to remember your sins again. Isn't that wonderful? Amen. He puts them in the sea of God's forgetfulness. The Bible says in Hebrews 8:12, for I will be merciful unto their unrighteousness, and their sins and iniquities will I remember no more. He can be depended upon to save you if you ask him. Romans 10:13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. You can depend on that. Amen. You meet the conditions, God does his part. He can be depended on to save you if you repent. Luke 13:3, I tell you nay, but except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. You can be depended on to save you if you will believe. Acts 16:30, and brought them out and said, sirs, what must I do to be saved? And he said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. He'd be dependent on to keep you once you are saved. Because Jude said in verse 24, now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. Whatever your need is, God is 100% dependable 100% of the time. Now you can't say that about nobody else, but God is dependable all the time. You might be saved, but just feel like God's so far away. Remind me of that small boy. He had his kite out. You've heard the story. And it was a good day. And it went up there and went up there, higher and higher, till it went out of sight. It went behind a cloud bank. A passerby came by and said, what are you doing? He said, I'm flying the kite now. I don't see no kite. He said, I don't either. Well, how do you know what's up there? Because I every once in a while feel a tug on the string. Amen. Thank God. You may not always be able to feel God. You might not be able to see God. But friend, you can be confident that he hasn't forsaken you. He hasn't left you. He's right where he's been all along. Just the clouds is obscuring your view. Amen. You'll feel the tug on the line. Just stay true to God. Take heart, child of God. Just because you can't see him doesn't mean he's not there. I encourage you to keep holding on to the Lord. He's faithful. Even when we can't feel his presence, hang on, and sooner or later you'll feel that tug on the line once again, because every word he says is true, every promise he will keep, and every trial has a purpose. So we just got to ask the Lord to teach us when we cannot see, and to help us to hold on to the rope of faith until we can feel the tug from heaven that tells us that he's still there.
Thank you, Brother Dishman, for those beautiful thoughts. Before we leave you today, friends, I'd like to introduce you to our local publication, The Gospel Trumpeter. For your free copy, please call us at 740-345-1213. Or for any previous issues that you would like to have, please browse our website at godsacres.org. This is Fred Barrows saying thank you for joining us here today. Hopefully this program has been a help and a blessing to each of you. Brother Decker would like to invite each of you to join us here again next week at the same time. So until then, may God bless you, is our prayer.